Well, good morning, Pittsburgh. Thanks for joining us on the journey. My name's Ron Moore, and it has been my privilege to meet with you over the past 20 years and study God's Word together. During this time when the coronavirus is causing some confusion and some fear and anxiety in our country, we're taking this time to do these programs live and just talk through what God's Word says and the encouragement that He gives us. On Friday, we started going through the 23rd Psalm, and on this Monday morning, we want to continue that Psalm. Let me read the Psalm, and then we'll pick up where we left off. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. He gives me everything I need. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. We talked about that on Friday, that God gives us everything we need to do what He's calling us to do. And the next line in this psalm, David says, He leads me beside quiet waters. You know, when sheep are thirsty, they will drink anything. They'll drink from polluted potholes where the water is infested with internal parasites. But a good shepherd finds fresh streams with pools of deep, pure water. And in the spiritual comparison, man is thirsty as well. All the religions of the world, demonstrate that people are thirsty for this void that's in their heart. And like sheep, we can often drink out of polluted waters. We can drink out of the polluted waters of materialism or achievements or knowledge or hobbies to fill the void in our heart, or physical activities or other religions. But there's only one thing. That's man's message, but there's only one thing that can really give us spiritual quench our spiritual thirst, and that's Jesus alone. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 37, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Now, one more thing here. Sheep can actually go a while without drinking. They'll get water from the heavy dew on the grass in the early mornings. And by habit, they rise early before dawn and start to feed. Or in the bright moonlight, they graze at night. In his great book, A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, Philip Keller says this, "In my mind's eye, I can see my flock, the gentleness, stillness, and softness of the early morning always found my sheep deep in dew-drenched grass. There they fed heavily and contentedly. As the sun rose and its heat burned the dewdrops from the leaves, the flock would retire and find shade. And there finally, satisfied and happily refreshed, they would lie down to rest and ruminate throughout the day. Nothing," Philip Keller as a shepherd says, "nothing pleased me more." And he said, "I'm confident this is precisely the same reaction in my master's heart and mine when I meet with him in the same way. He loves to see me contented, quiet, at rest, and relaxed. He delights to know my soul and spirit have been refreshed and satisfied." What a beautiful picture that God leads us beside still waters, and He gives us the nourishment we need, and we can be refreshed and satisfied in Him alone. The psalmist says, David says, Not only does he lead me beside still waters, but he restores my soul. As we've been seeing, as we've studied sheep, they are helpless animals. And when they roll over on their backs, they can't get up. When a sheep is in this predicament, it is called a cast sheep. And that's where we get the word cast down, a cast down sheep. And when a sheep is cast down on its side, they're a pathetic sight. Their feet move frantically in fear and frustration. As they kick, gas builds up in their stomach, in the rumens, the first divisions of their stomach. And that expansion actually cuts off the blood circulation to their legs. If the weather is hot, they can die within a few hours. If it's cooler weather, they can live for a few days. But in any weather, they're easy prey for buzzards and vultures and wild dogs or lions, any hungry predator. So when the shepherd counts his sheep and one of them is missing, he goes out looking for the one caught in a thicket or the one who is cast down. And when he sees the sheep on its back, he runs to it. He rolls it over on its side, and he allows some of the gases to escape. And then he stands over the sheep, and he rubs the sheep's legs until the circulation brings the feeling to the leg back, and the sheep can walk on its own. Otherwise, if he turned it over, it couldn't walk. Now, that may have been what David was thinking about in Psalm 56 when he said, "For you delivered me from death, and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life." So sheep are in danger of being cast down when they lie in a soft spot, or when they're weighed down by their own wool, or when they are when they're too fat. And the same is true with us, spiritually speaking. In difficult times, we're depending on God. Right now, in this COVID-19 situation, man, we're depending on God, right? We know we can't exist without Him. We're dependent on Him to encourage us, to protect us. If He doesn't give us strength, we can't make it through the day. But when we live in a soft spot, spiritually unchallenged or spiritually spoiled, when we're weighed down by our own wool, when we're self-indulgent, when we become too fat, pride, too full of ourselves, being cast down is a real danger. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, Paul says, "So if you think you're standing, be careful that you don't fall." John says this in Revelation, kind of a similar thing. He says, "You say, 'I am rich, I've acquired wealth and don't need a thing,' but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked." So just think about that. When we're in a soft time, when we're not being spiritually challenged, when we're weighed down with, like the sheep is weighed down by its wool, when we got too much stuff going on in our lives, when we're weighed down by materialism, when we're full of pride, then we have a tendency, right, to be cast down. And it's there where God says, I need you to depend on me. We go through tough times. We go through challenging times like we are in now. And we depend on God now more than ever. And so we want to continue to make sure we're not like a sheep that is cast down. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me besides still waters. He restores my soul. And then he leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake." He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Sheep are creatures of habit. Left to themselves, they will follow the same trails until they wear ruts in the ground. They'll graze on the same ground until there's nothing left to eat, and they'll pollute the area until it's infested with disease and parasites. So left to themselves, sheep will ruin the land. They'll ruin the reputation of the shepherd, and they'll ruin themselves. So the good and wise shepherd keeps the sheep on the move. He guides them to different paths. The good manager, the good shepherd, will determine a rotation plan from one grazing area to another. The shepherd's name and reputation depends on how effectively he moves his sheep around to give them green pasture and to protect the land. Listen again to what Keller, the shepherd, says. No other single aspect of the ranch operation commanded more of my careful attention than moving the sheep. It literally dominated all my decisions. Not a day went by but what I would walk over the pasture in which the sheep were feeding to observe the balance between its growth and the grazing pastures upon it. As soon as the point was reached where I felt the maximum benefit for both the sheep and the land was not being met, the sheep were moved to a fresh field. On the average, this meant they were put onto new ground almost every week. And so the shepherd leads the sheep to pastures that are rich and nourishing. Well, the psalmist says, our shepherd leads us on paths of righteousness. He leads me in paths of righteousness. You know, left to ourself, we're going to do what the sheep do, right? We're going to cause ruts. We're going to end up ruining the land, and we're going to ruin ourselves. And so the good shepherd leads us on these paths of righteousness. And for us, he leads us on paths of obedience. And he does that in two ways. He leads us on paths of righteousness by his word and by his spirit. As we read God's word every day, he instructs us. He says, here's where the new grazing area is. Here's where obedience is. Here's where you can be nourished, and here's where you can be protected. Here's where the blessing is. And he leads us by his spirit as the spirit convicts us and challenges us and moves us to confession and repentance and then to obedience. Now, the question is, are we willing to follow God on these paths of obedience? I want to say here that Jesus never said following him would be easy. He made it clear that the Christian life, if growth is going to take place, is a life of obedience and sometimes self-denial. And he made it clear that there are going to be sacrifices along the way. He made it clear that those who follow him will have a different mindset and a different attitude. And if Christ is going to lead us in paths of obedience, we're going to have to follow. So that's the question, right? Will we follow? Will we follow him even in confusing times? Will we follow him in anxious times? Will we follow him when we're fearful? He'll lead us on paths of righteousness. He leads us to the right path. He leads us to the place where we can do what he's called us to do. But again, we have to follow him. And the psalmist says, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. I love the way the New Living Translation puts it. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. If a person in David's day had observed a field to find it barren and the sheep thin and sickly, they would have said this phrase. They would have said, the land has been sheeped to death. The land has been sheeped to death. The shepherds didn't move the sheep around like he should have, and the land has been ruined, sheeped to death. A shepherd's reputation would have been ruined as well. So think about it. Just as the success of a team is a reflection of a coach, and just as the success of a company is a reflection of its leader, so the behavior of a Christian is a reflection on Christ. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. And so as Christians, we want to make sure that we represent Christ well, that the reflection of our life honors Jesus. And when people look at our life, they say, man, you must serve a great Lord. You must have a great shepherd. We want to make sure that we live to honor him, bringing honor to his name. Now, to this point in the psalm, the sheep have been kept in the home pastures. But beginning in verse 4, the shepherd is going to take the sheep up the mountain ranges. Now, this did a couple things. One, it rested the home passages, the pastures rather. And then secondly, it allowed the sheep to graze on the rich foliage and the forage of the mountains. So the year was divided kind of like this. In the late spring, early summer, the shepherd took the flock to the summer ranges in the mountains. And this would mean there were long drives. The sheep were on long drives. The sheep moved slowly. They were always eating as they went. And they would work their way up the mountains following the receding snow. In the autumn months, snow would begin to fall in the highest regions, forcing the shepherd to withdraw to the lower elevations. And then toward the end of the year, the sheep would be driven back to the ranch to spend the winter. So verse 4 describes the segment of the year when the shepherd is alone with the sheep in the mountain ranges. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This is a description of the shepherd with the sheep as he is taking his sheep up to the mountains to find the rich pastures. Now, remember in 1 Samuel when God sent the prophet to anoint David as king, and Samuel went to Jesse and he asked, bring me your sons. And he brought all the sons out, but God said, no, I'm not going to anoint this one. I'm not going to anoint this one. And then he asked Jesse, are there any more sons? And Jesse said, yeah, but he is out tending the sheep. So David was up in the mountain areas with the sheep. And David would know firsthand the experiences of danger and difficulties, and he would know the delights of being in the mountain summer ranges. And as a good shepherd, he knew the country like the back of his hand. He would never take his flock where he had not already been. He would always go before the sheep to check out the land to make sure it was what the sheep needed. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So the best way up the mountain ranges was through the valleys. The valleys always provided the most gentle grades. The water was plentiful, and the valleys provided rich pastures. But there were many narrow valleys located in the middle of two cliffs, and during most of the days, these valleys were located in dark shadows, and they were full of dangers. Predators hiding in the cliffs, rock slides, poisonous plants, storms could come producing flash floods. But among the flock, there was no fear because the shepherd was present. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. I will not fear, for you are with me. You know, we talk sometimes about mountaintop experiences with God, right? Moving to higher ground. We want to be on that mountaintop experience with God, and that's cool. Sometimes we have that. But to get to a mountaintop, we're reminded in the psalm, you've got to go through the valleys. The valleys are always the way to the top. And there is that one valley that each of us will have to go through, and that's the valley of death, death itself. And this verse teaches us two very important things about death. First of all, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, First, this is just referring to the dangerous valley that God takes us on, the dangers we have in this life. But when we think about that last valley, the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, this verse reminds us that death, like a valley, is a transition. The valley is not the dead end. The valley is the path to the top. So when I walk through the valley of death, I don't stop there, but I walk up toward the mountaintop. Now, just as the sheep were confident when the shepherd was with them, so we don't fear any valley, even death itself. We don't fear the coronavirus in this valley we're in now as a country and in our area, because we know that God is with us. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. His presence is there with us. And we also know that when we face that last valley, the valley of death, God is right there with us as well. See, I don't know when and how I'm going to die. I just know this. When I take my last breath, I will not be alone. On Friday, one of our elders here at our church, Ken Gorton, passed away. And man, Ken was just a godly man. He was a great leader, and he was a great friend. Ken found out about a year ago, a little less than a year, that he had cancer. And, you know, I was so amazed to watch Ken walk through that valley of the shadow of death. I watched him walk through with confidence. And when I asked him, how are you doing, Ken? You know, I'm trusting the Lord. The Lord's got this. The Lord's in control. His confidence was totally on the Lord. And he had this peace and confidence as he walked through. And it was amazing how he led his family, because his family saw the confidence that he had, and they gained that same confidence as well. You see, when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, when we know that God is with us, then we have a peace that passes all human understanding. Psalm 68:20 says this, "Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign God comes escape from death." God finally will deliver us from death. John 5:24, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life." Crossed over from death to life. He's gone through the valley of the shadow of death, and he has reached the mountaintop, crossed over from death to life. Psalm 116, verse 15, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Tomorrow, we'll talk about your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And we'll finish this psalm tomorrow. What a beautiful reminder as we go through this challenging time that we have a good shepherd. And this good shepherd loves us. And he cares for us. And he knows us by name. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. I don't know what you're going through today. Some of you may be very anxious. Some of you may be going through a challenging time where you don't know if your job's going to be there. But I just want to remind you that God is with you. He'll not leave you. He'll not forsake you. He's going to give you everything you need to do what he's calling you to do. I want to encourage you to go online and BibleChapel.org. We have a lot of ways that we want to stay connected with you. There are opportunities every day at 12:15. I'll be giving a fresh devotion from the Bible Chapel. And so we'd love for you to join us as we just remind ourselves who God is and how much he loves us. On Wednesday night at 6:30, you can join us online for a prayer time. We want to focus on our God and his love for us and his care for us. So you can join us at 6:30 this Wednesday online for a time of devotion and prayer. And then I have a gift for you. You can go to prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org. And I've written a little devotional. It has over 80, I think there are 88 passages in it. And the book's titled, the devotion's titled Refuge, Finding Strength and Comfort, Devotions for Finding Strength and Comfort. And so download, you can, it's a free download. It's free. You can download it and just read these verses and let God's word sink in to your heart. Join us again tomorrow as we continue to look through the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. He gives me everything I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We'll continue to look at this psalm tomorrow. Lord, be with us. Give us your confidence. Give us your peace. Lord, remind us that you are always on our side. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us on the journey. We'll see you here again tomorrow.